Trayvon Green. Okay, that's immigration, and admit that the Jamaican government is not doing that. But the Jamaican government is saying, we want to know how the hell he end up in a wheelchair. That's all we say. Explain that to us. His lawyer saying the same thing. How did my client end up in a wheelchair? You understand? He served 8 years for what he did to somebody. How did he end up in the wheelchair? Because then that's like a sentence twice. First you jail him for 8 years, then you put him in a wheelchair. If it was maliciously done. That means he got sentenced twice for the same crime. And these guys won't stop. Did this happen in the prison? It ain't enough that we already have to pay another Jamaican, Matthew Sewell, almost $1 billion. I think, well, actually $1 billion. I think it was a million point something. We got to pay him. And then they delayed paying him that money. They ain't pay him his money. And so the courts come back to them and tell them that they pay him $60,000 now. Separate and apart from his $1 million, what he can get from the Bahamian people. Why are we doing this? Why is law enforcement doing this? And I just told you all last night about how the young people, the rangers from the little children who's been the rangers on Defense Force, accusing Defense Force officers of hazing them. What the hell? What's going on with law enforcement in this country? What are we doing? There has to be a change of mindset and attitudes and behaviors. There's no way that we're dealing with this. Anyway, let's move on. So, Harbor Island, PLP supporters had a runoff, because you know you had a couple aspirants who were vying for the nomination for the PLP in Harbor Island. And you had two females. You had JJ Hepburn. Sorry, JJ, you had JJ Pizzetti and you had Oscar McPhee. Hold on 1 second. Harbor Island. Let me look for this. Harbor Island PLP aspirants. There's four of them. Let me see what I can find. Ah, yeah. All right. Oh, no. Okay. So now you had, I thought that was a story. That's not the story. But I know you had four persons, okay, who are vying for the nomination in Harbor Island. Four of them. One of them was Oscar McPhee. Right? Oscar McPhee is vying for the nomination. For North Eleuthera, not Harbor Island, for North Eleuthera. Now, Harbor Island has already gone ahead and said they, for North Eleuthera, not just Harbor Island, but for North Eleuthera, they want J.J. Pizzetti to represent them. Now, while I understand that Harbor Island has made this choice, it is not the final choice because J.J. now has to be selected by the entire North Eleuthera community. J.J. has to now be selected by the entire North Eleuthera community. All of them have to say, yes, this is who we want. It will be interesting to see if North Eleuthera follows Harbor Island supporting JJ. Now, JJ is openly gay, allegedly. JJ is the one, I don't know if you remember, there was a viral video some time ago, where there was a young man running behind this girl because she take his boyfriend. I think that was JJ, allegedly. And then it's also alleged that JJ was married to the young man who just had baby who got shot in Harbor Island, allegedly.